on Facebook Watch, Facebook Live. Good evening, everyone. Rich Mancuso here from the Baseball Training Institute here in the Bronx, live with you. An update on the program. Don't forget, I keep telling you every week, we will be returning soon on social media platforms, in particular right here on Facebook, with All Bases Covered Sports with Rich from BTI, the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx. And we'll have that information for you soon, and trying something out for maybe next month and the next few weeks before we get into the big Christmas holiday season, which is really here right now, by the way, as you know. But we'll let you know, and you stay in touch with us. Log on to the Facebook page, All Bases Covered Sports with Rich. Find out more. Stay with us on Facebook. Reach me at Facebook at Rich Mancuso, Twitter Ring786, Instagram Mancuso786. And by the way, before we continue and give you some thoughts of what's been going on in the sports world the last week, last couple of days, BTI, Baseball Training Institute homeschool program coming. Big venture for this for the BTI, and we'll have more news about that and what's to come with homeschool programming and homeschool education. That's what it basically is. Great program. And I'm going to be involved with that, teach some of these young people about broadcasting and writing and things like that. And we'll have that information posted and tell you live here on Facebook and all the other social media platforms in the coming weeks. So stay in touch with us always here on Facebook and all the other social media programs. Sports with Rich, All Bases Covered. Log on, baseballtraininginstitute.com. Now, let's get into some of the baseball news. We are in hot stove season, as I've been writing about constantly on NewYorkSportsDay.com, among the many websites I do write for, as you know. And you got to look at the New York Yankees and Brian Cashman, the general manager, pulled it off again. He does that. He does this before the winter meetings in Las Vegas. That's scheduled December 9th to the 14th, 10th to the 14th, where there's going to be a lot of activity, especially for the two New York local teams, Yankees and Mets, and for a lot of teams, free agent signings, and, of course, the trades. A lot of rumors right now, and that's what it is. This is hot stove time, as I keep telling you, my friends. It is all about rumors, talks, creation, exploring. General managers have done that already, and now they continue it. And hopefully it's all going to be consummated for your favorite team, the transaction, the player or two that you want via free agency or the trademark. And Brian Cashman, who has a success with this with the New York Yankees, did it again. Did it yesterday. And they get the left-handed pitcher they want, one of them at least, and they got him through a trade. And James Paxton is now a New York Yankee. He's going to be their frontline starting pitcher. One of the things that the Yankees did not have, that which failed them to get further into the postseason in October, was that lack of a good starter or two in that rotation. Well, now Paxton gives him that strength. 30 years of age, yes, but under control with them for the next 2 years. And that's good because they don't have to spend more than with him and go after some of the free agents they're still looking at. Paxton gives you innings. Paxton also strikes out hitters. The Yankees want to strike out more guys at the plate as they did a little more last year. And Paxton gives them that advantage. So you can see Paxton, Tanaka, and right now Luis Severino, or Paxton, Severino, Tanaka is your first three. And Brian Cashman has made it known that he's not done. And this is going to be a very busy Yankee offseason to try and get this team over the hump, as I wrote about yesterday and the day before. Get this New York Yankees team one step further to where they want to be. Let's face it, they're obsessed with winning it all. And what they need to do now, and they will, is go out and get another starting pitcher, maybe Patrick Corbin. We hear that name, maybe Corey Kluber of the Cleveland Indians. We keep hearing that. Very strong talk with the Yankees. Maybe fill in that bullpen, especially if they lose David Robertson, as that might be expected, or even they keep the Betances and Chapman, Zach Britton. They don't. So Brian Cashman has a lot to do, including filling the void for D.D. Gregorius, out at least to maybe July, August, Tommy John surgery for the infield. Manny Machado, is he coming to the Bronx or the Yankees? Bryce Harper, is he coming to the Bronx to play for the Yankees? Look, they can afford them, but I don't think either one is coming here. If anyone does come, because this is the Yankees and Brian Cashman pulling things off, it could be Machado, who'll slide into the position of filling in for Didi until he returns. So that's what you got to look at as we get into the heavy part of the hot stove baseball season. And this week, next week, the week to come. Thanksgiving holiday is here, so be a little less talk of it. It picks up more next week, even for the New York Mets, with this constant talk that Noah Syndergaard is heading out of New York away, and the Mets are going to trade him. Strong possibility, my friends. I keep hearing his name more and more, and the San Diego Padres as a connection. And here's the deal. If the Mets are going to trade Syndergaard, and pitching is their strength, as we know, if they are going to trade Noah Syndergaard, then they better get something back, like two quality position players or a pitcher that are ready to go now, not prospects in 2 years or a year. That's what you got to get back. Otherwise, don't do it, because you got DeGrom, Syndergaard right there right now. If you're going to trade a pitcher on the Mets, maybe Zach Wheeler, who had a great 2018, had that comeback type of year, and that's a guy you would trade. The Mets would be crazy if they trade Noah Syndergaard, especially what they've got when they're starting pitching. That's their hope. That's their strength. And if you do trade him, you got to get something back that's ready to go. And that does not include the rookie Fernando Tatis Jr., who's not Major League ready, from what I'm hearing from baseball personnel and the scouts. Either way, you're going to have, if you're a New York baseball fan, Yankees or Mets, you're going to see an active offseason as this hot stove season picks up, gets busier. You can see a lot of moves now and until the winter meetings and beyond. So look out for that. Baseball is all year round now, and we talk about it all the time here at BTI. Baseball is 24/7, 365 days a year now. You know why? It's business. It's big business. And there's always a lot of talk about this team, this player, and all the money floating around with a new contract with Fox and MLB and all the networks. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And we love the game, though it does need some improvements. But we love the game, and we always will. And what's happening here with Major League Baseball right now is looking to how they are going to improve the game to get it back to where it should be. We're talking about improvising instant replay rules. Talk about improvising moves as far as time and mound visits, what they already did last year by players and pitchers and managers to the mound, but a lot of other things. Certain rules are hurting this game. And during the offseason, they're attacking at MLB, and we're going to see what type of improvising they're going to do. And when we know, I'll let you know. When I hear, I'll try and let you know. Okay? Let's move on. NFL, did you see that game last night? What a Monday Night Football game. I'm an all sports fan. Everyone knows that. But I emphasize more baseball, boxing as I've later on in life. But the Chiefs and the Rams could be those two teams that meet in the Super Bowl in February. What a shootout. Two young, exciting quarterbacks. Youngsters in a game of football. And, you know, I love college football, and this reminded me of a college football game, and the NFL might be going this route with the way quarterbacks are throwing the ball and the youngsters in football right now, just like a lot of the youngsters in baseball that I have. You're seeing exciting young ball players in not only the MLB, but in the NFL, but in all sports. And, you know, let's face it, they're the future, and they're making it happen. What a game last night. I could see these two teams, the Rams and the Chiefs, heading to the Super Bowl. Maybe it's two of the premier teams in the NFL, along with the New Orleans Saints. My Arizona Cardinals, forget it. They're done. They were done the first, second week of the season. They got to rebuild. That means Larry Fitzgerald on the way out. They still need the right quarterback. They need the right defense. They don't have it. So Arizona Cardinals, we'll wait another time. But NFL, baseball, still talk all the time. And the World Series has been over now almost a month. What else? Jesse, help me. What else? NHL hockey. College football, and we're going into the college football bowl tournament season. Notre Dame, 11-0. How about that? The Irish. Yankee Stadium Saturday. Did a job on Syracuse. Terrific. And now you have college basketball as well. You got everything going on right now. Even Major League Soccer down to the Final Four for the MLS Cup. New York Red Bulls in the New York area. They're heading to the final, probably. And, of course, one of my favorite sports, if not the favorite, pro boxing. Yesterday, Adrian Broner, Manny Pacquiao. Broner Pacquiao is set for January 15th, Las Vegas, Nevada, MGM Grand. Pacquiao now with the PBC. Pacquiao now, obviously, smart businessman, as I wrote. And Manny Pacquiao heading probably for another clash with Floyd Mayweather. He could not get over that loss of 3 years ago to Mayweather. Felt that wasn't him. Felt he should have won that fight. And that's a lot of money still with Manny Pacquiao on the table. And Adrian Broner. The foul-mouthed Adrian Broner needs to learn how to talk properly and not use that F word all the time in front of the media and the public. Doesn't help boxing at all. And this weekend, I'm down at ringside Atlantic City, a WBA light heavyweight championship. Vival is fighting Juan Pascal, light heavyweight championship. I'll have that for you. Boxing in 2019 is going to be bigger and better than ever. And the sport is not dead. There's a lot of money in it. And Fox is going to have fights every 2 weeks, major fights on national television that you're going to be able to see for free with some of the major and top fighters in the world, including the top elite welterweights at 147. Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence, Danny Garcia, and so forth. If I missed any other one, my apologies to you, but boxing is not dead by all means. And we are not going anywhere. We at BTI, the Baseball Training Institute, here in the Bronx, Rich Mancuso, all bases covered, Sports with Rich. Going to be back with you live here, probably on Facebook Watch, Facebook Live, or social media platforms. Be a part of the program. Be a part of us. Please leave your responses. Leave it here on Facebook. Get me here on Facebook or on the Facebook page with Sports with Rich, all bases covered. Also, Twitter, Ring786. Instagram, Mancuso786, and always log on, baseballtraininginstitute.com. And as we approach the holiday season, Thanksgiving Day is upon us, and I want to thank you all for your thankful support for me, Jesse, Tony, and everyone else at BTI. We want to thank you for your support this last year. Hope you stay with us. To you and your families and your friends, a very helpful Thanksgiving Day to you. Enjoy, don't eat too much, and most of all, success, and enjoy the football, because there's going to be a lot of that on Thanksgiving Day. That's a tradition. Till next week, here, Rich Mancuso to you all. Keep it in the ring. Stay in touch.